OneTrickPony.tv radio.
So I say, I hate when you're away. I killed you so you'd stay, 'cause you would not behave. Caress your soul.
In the studio with Sticky Fingers, you're on Silence is Violence, One Trick Pony TV's radio station. Boys, welcome.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming, boys. It's a bit of a trek getting here, I believe.
Yeah, we got a bit lost, so we ended up at the other three.
Well, Big Guy still got us halfway down the other fucking side of the city.
The thing is, none of us have credit or map right now as well, so we're like, cast right trick. I think I know where that one is, 301. And then the traffic's shit as well right now, so we're like, tricking
along. Oil slick.
Yeah. But we got here in the end,
We met some weed dealer morning on the way in his car. Yeah. He's like, "Will you boys smoke weed, bro?"
He's like, "You look like a bunch of stoners."
Right, yeah.
What do you guys do?
He's like, "We smoke weed every day, every day." Like,
smoke weed every day.
He's like, "Is that really it?" They kind of just drove away. I was like,
yeah, he tries to put it out of shame. He's like, "What do you guys do?" Shame's like, "Man, look at the fucking man."
So he's trying to put one over you then.
Yeah.
Oh, Gatecrasher.
Mm.
Plenty of them.
Oh dear.
Guys, the gig tomorrow night, Manning Bar. That's exciting shit.
Yeah, man, we're psyched. Sold out in pre-sales.
Sold out. That's juicy. Why Manning Bar and not the Annandale?
We just
wanted to go somewhere a bit bigger.
Yeah, we just felt like it. We've done our time at the Annandale for sure. We've done what? We've done at least 10 gigs at the Annandale.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's our like, I guess, our home. So I guess we're trying to...
We'll always come back.
We're leaving home.
You guys had a pretty good stint there. Like, I remember last time I interviewed you guys, you just having a jam there in the day. So they were letting you use the venue for a bit of, like...
Yeah, we did it again today. We just ran through the set today for tomorrow and just for the whole tour.
Beauty.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
And a couple of beers.
It's a bit sad now that Annandale is no longer...
Yeah.
Matt and Dan aren't still there, but, you know, we're still...
Is Paddy still involved at the Annandale?
He is.
Still the booker?
Yeah, he's still booking the place.
That's really good. Like, I've looking at the kind of bands he's getting in, he's doing a really good job there, I think. Yeah, and a lot of people noticed as well. Like,
it's
a lot of people who talk about it think, like, Paddy is kind of turning around. Like, and the other guy,
Mark Smith, is
a bit unfortunate.
Mark Smith and Pat, yeah, they're both doing a good job there.
So, what's happening now with the venue?
Mates, the pub's been taken over by the bank.
It's still running for
it's still running for now. I think they're kind of they're assessing how much money they can make or lose, and then who knows.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird. The whole vibe's gone a bit, but I don't know. It's all right. The bar staff is still there, so it's all
right. The bar staff. We hooked you up.
Yeah.
Beauty.
Exactly.
Fuck yeah, guys. So, Caress Your Soul was a pretty big single for you guys last year. Got in the Hottest 100, number 61.
Yeah. I got a tattooed on my foot.
Should give us a look.
Yeah, check it out.
Unfortunately, you can't see this on radio. I think we'll have to take a picture and post it.
Oh, fucking...
Didn't have a few drinks on Australia Day.
And our mate who lives with us, Jared Shivers, he's a tattoo artist. Fucking, he's really good.
Yeah?
But,
I walked into his room at like 3 a.m. in the morning and Jared was just there. And Jared
I think pretty much all of our ink is actually from Jared.
Yeah.
It is, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Home done.
Yeah, check it out.
Nice.
Yeah,
number 61.
Stifle. I would have waited to number one, probably.
Yeah, I'm hoping to just cross the six out.
Next day, they're like, oh, guys, they're actually number 63. Or,
sorry,
man. So they have to change the letter.
I was like, fuck.
When he did, I was kind of like, well, if you're going to do it, mate, we should have at least got 69 or number one.
Unreal, boys.
Yeah.
And I actually, Kane, right, who turned out to be your PR today, who got you guys here finally, came from Teenage Hand Models.
Yeah.
He informed me that the song was written on the toilet.
Yeah, it was a jam.
We were at, where were we?
Mr. Milk Studios, and we were just we're doing the EP, and which became the album, but at that time it was still going to be an EP. And it was kind of still a jam track, and we're just kind of, you know, we didn't really have a chorus or anything, but we had the verse and stuff. And then it's like, we kind of listened back, like, fuck, this is pretty good. And then Pat went and squeezed the gorilla off and wrote out the chorus.
And then he's like, boys, I've got it after an hour.
So you had to change the lyrics a bit because it was probably like, caress your
gorilla. Pretty much.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, just fix a few things in there. Well, it was good. It was successful.
But we came up with the riffs and stuff while we were in New Caledonia.
We kids.
Me and Seamus were chilling by the pool.
Yeah.
And we, yeah. And
living the high life, we thought we made it, we hadn't made it.
Living by the pool and Paddy's doing a poo. That's what it's called. Awesome. Now, guys, you guys are becoming a bit of a cult band in Sydney and a very talked about act. Now, I find the local support very astounding. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say a bad thing about you guys. Do you feel that's like... the kind of the good vibes that you put out through your music is kind of reflected in the way people react.
I'm pretty fucking surprised, to be
honest. I don't know. I think half of it is maybe because we come across as just dudes just trying to do it, like just like everyone else. We're just, you know, we're not like trying to be
well, that's pretty much special. Yeah.
Or we're not trying to be these like amazing musos. We're just like, we're just dudes playing tunes.
Just chilling, yeah, that's good.
I think that comes off in our live shows as well.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Totally.
You have a good time.
Great vibes. Yeah, and Newtown's where it all started. That's where you met this lad.
Yeah.
Busking outside of the hotel.
I used to bus, bro, when I was little. Straight out in my school uniform. Get like fucking $90 in half an hour. Go buy a fucking coon sack. A pack of smokes.
And you still have change. What'd you do with the change? Put it in a savings account? High interest.
Yeah, no.
He's making more money busking than fucking what we do in the band.
Dizzer goes
just
back to busking.
School uniform and chuck him on King Street.
That's probably it. The school uniform. You get all the pedos coming past and throwing coin. Give us a little dance. Show us your booty.
I'll give you $10. Sweetheart.
Sweet ass.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, and you guys actually crashed Newtown Fest. That was awesome. And Australia Street actually revolves around Newtown. So
it more or less actually, you remember that song is like more or less about that time when we crashed Newtown Fest, like that whole summer there. And we're like, our friends living at the house, we're just there every day, just partying and just having a good time.
Good. It's a good 2 years. It's just like, so fucking having
the house that you played at was the house you were always hanging out.
Yeah, and that's what the song's about, Australia Street.
Perfect location, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. I was watching the clip and you just see all the people at the festival just cruise over.
Yeah,
and just,
sick.
It's funny because the next year when we actually got played at the festival, that house was still there and we're still like partying there, but the police van, you know how like they take the police van, cops are top singing to all the kids. The police van was very conveniently parked right outside the house.
Parallel to the house.
So like you could not, there was
not like a guy with a camera. Yeah.
Some like little hole in the face just looking. Right.
Like eating a baguette that's got a hole in the middle and just like looking at everyone. Unreal, man. Sweet. And the album's fucking killing at the moment. Debuted at 39. That's commercial success, boys.
Hey, we're very pleasantly surprised.
What do you think? Yeah. What do you think of it?
I think it's great, man. I love it. I like the starts out really good vibes. First track.
Yeah, How to Fly.
Yeah, How to Fly, man. That's just quality. And then it just like a couple tracks. It's right up there.
Yeah.
Then you get some good jams. Great percussion on fuck, what's that track?
Kiss the Breeze.
Bootleg Rascal, man.
Oh,
dude. The hi-hat on that is just unreal, man. Good stuff.
Cheers, brother.
Loving it. Yeah, it's good, man. It's good vibes.
I love your ashtray here,
right? Yeah, it's pretty quality, isn't it? Right, yeah. So, reggae vibes. Pretty consistent on the album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, among other things.
Yeah.
Like, where does the reggae vibe come from? Obviously, you're from different parts of the world, which is cool.
Yeah.
He brings the reggae.
I grew up, like, a lot listening to kind of like Nasia Mystic and Black Seeds and a whole bunch of shit. Like, but, like, not just that. Like, a whole bunch of other shit as well, which I won't go into because whatever. But fucking, yeah, man, like... I love my reggae, bro. It just makes me smile. And I think it makes everybody smile. Certain people.
Yeah,
but like,
people say that I hate reggae. You know, you can't hate reggae.
No, you can't hate
it's fucking...
It's
too
easy to dance to. Like,
it is. Beautiful, man. That two-step vibe. It's just like...
Yeah.
It's groovy. It's chilled.
Not saying we're like Rasta, man. But like...
Yeah.
You know, like...
It's beautiful. That's the thing. We don't want to be a reggae band. We don't try to be. We don't try to really be any band. We just kind of write tunes and whatever comes out comes out.
Yeah, just come out.
Yeah.
It's got a skanking vibe, you know, and
best vibes.
Yeah, it's nice.
Because I was listening to some reggae last night. There was a bit of a reggae DJ set on FBI, and I was just thinking like, fuck, this is just really good. Just like chilled. It's not like. It's not too intense, not too like happy, but it's like right there where you just can just relax to it. And
well, like, I feel like if you took our music to like, you know, like true reggae lovers or whatever, they'd be like, or like took our music to Jamaica, they'd laugh and be like, ha, this ain't reggae, man.
This ain't reggae.
You know, it's like because we're not playing fucking reggae. We're just there's like that undertone of like, there's just something about the Kiwis, man. They got this natural rhythm, this natural fucking voice. Very jealous.
It's also like a lot of soul though, man. Like,
yeah.
Fucking, I got listening to a lot of soul music as a young buck. And like as, I don't know, fucking, did you listen to a lot of that?
I listened to MJ when I was a young lad.
Yeah.
MJ. I was obsessed. I was just talking about it the other day. I brought in this
Michael Can you Jackson. Moonwalk?
See my Michael Jackson moves.
Give us a gaze. I want to see you moonwalk.
Bro, don't even start.
Nah. Don't get even started. This is terrible for radio. Look at this. No one can see it. MJ's interesting, though. Imagine MJ doing reggae. That'd be weird.
Mate, he probably could do it.
Snoop Dogg's doing reggae.
Snoop Lion. Wait, fucking, here comes the king. Have you seen that video clip?
I have.
I haven't seen it.
That's mean. That's like...
You rate it?
Yeah, I'll rate it. I reckon it's... I love the go-go dancers. I think they're fucking... I think they're gorgeous.
So I've seen the... Is it Raise Your... Something.
I don't know. Here comes the
Raise
king.
Raise Something, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, a lot of people are saying it's a bit of a gimmick, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gimmick. I think he's just doing whatever he wants. He's got that much money now. He's like, ah, I'm just going to break it now, mate. Fuck it. Whatever I want.
Yeah. I was listening to a few tracks, and like, the one he did with Major Lazer is pretty sick.
Mm.
But the other ones, I'm kind of like, I don't know. And you know he's actually getting sued by the authorities, the Jamaican... Whatever, the reggae authorities.
The reggae authorities.
They're trying to sue him. They're like,
I didn't know there was reggae authorities.
Apparently there are, man. It's insane. But yeah, they're taking action. They think he's kind of ripping off the whole thing.
But isn't that what, that's like...
But he's just doing his thing.
But there's like only so much... Reggae is like, there's, you know, it's only like several chords. Like everyone's kind of ripping everyone off. But that's like all music.
Yeah.
It's just about appropriating it to whatever you're already doing. And like... Led Zeppelin, the biggest rip-off band ever, but they're fucking mad. So.
The best bands in the world, you know, like of the 70s, everything, they've all been kind of influenced.
So everything's been, none every chord's been played, mate. Everything. It's just about appropriating it to what you're trying to do.
Yeah, that's right. Chill, totally. Bro. Totally agree, man. So the national tour kicks off tomorrow.
At
Manning Bar. Heaps of dates. 18, if I'm not mistaken.
18, man, we're doing, big tour.
It's big, yeah.
We head over to Perth on Sunday. And, man, we're doing Blues and Roots over there, which is basically the same lineup as...
Blues Fest.
As Blues Fest over here.
Oh, juicy. Line. So you get Iggy?
Man, I'm going to be hanging out backstage like a bad smell. Just like, Robert Plant, anyone, this Rodriguez is
with
hanging
two
out.
Two bears in your hand.
Oh, hey, bro, you want to be up? It's all day, like, it'll be warm by then.
You see him in the bar just like waiting, like looking around, like,
oh, there he is.
Man, even just a bit of eye contact with one of them would be good enough for me.
Yeah. Oh, in the pants. Right in the pants.
Yep.
That's cool. So Iggy's there, isn't he?
Iggy, Steve Miller band. I remember like pumping so Steve Miller vinyls, my dad's vinyl, Steve Miller, when I was like 16. Who knows?
Yeah. That's all I've been listening to over the past few weeks, bro. Is Iggy and the Stooges and fucking the Black Seas, bro. I got a big pose. I'm like, yeah, we get these.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, man, fucking sick.
A Black Seas thing?
Yeah. Oh, no. That's Pineapple Lounge, I think.
Yeah.
That's something different.
The big pineapple thing.
Well, what gets you guys pumped? Like, what are you going to pump before the show? Are you going to...
I don't know. I think we're like, we just talk shit backstage and act like dickheads and that kind of
stuff. Yeah.
It's better to have a laugh, hey?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, like we do like crappy little huddles and like, yeah, when there's like I'm 10 just... people in the room, like, oh, we just rocked the show, man, yeah. Like,
I might just sit on the toilet people. With my pants down, play some Jones and chuck a few
shots. That'll be like in bad.
You'll get some good.
That's how you get a new run on the song. Well,
yeah, yeah, you get, just write a few more songs, or
yeah, shit sometimes.
Shit songs that get in the hot seat. Fucking legendary.
Yeah,
boys, so fuck. It's pretty exciting, I reckon. It's a big tour.
Yeah, man.
Triple J Sport. Fucking pumped. Killing it right now.
We're pumped for this tour. We're actually also heading, we're doing a DIY tour of like Europe and stuff in June, July.
Massive.
It's going to be mad fun. It's going to be pretty like, you know,
yeah.
Take a sleeping bag and kind of sleep where you fall kind of thing.
Yep.
Nothing.
Never will take us.
Yeah. I always forget my sleeping bag as well.
So in the same
sense
as like Set Sail, who kind of busk around the world, you guys have venues.
Yeah, well, no, we got like all venues and stuff. But you know, like a lot of bands when they go overseas, they got money behind them or they're going to play
or a label. Stuff.
We're just really doing it like we're basically doing what we did when we first started out touring here, which was a couple of years ago when we started touring around.
Mm.
We had we had no like Triple J Sport or anything. We're just kind of going and like, oh yeah, you want to, you know, we'd like. Play a gig in front of 10 people and like kind of talk to someone a little bit and they're like, oh, yeah, so where are you guys crashing? I'm like, oh, I don't know, man. Where do you live kind of thing? So we're kind of just like, it's like we're kind of getting it going a little bit over here. It's still a long way to go over here, but we're kind of like going to go to Europe and start again back at this.
Yeah.
Which is going to be fun. Good.
Back to the start.
Awesome, yeah.
That's good. You guys enjoy doing that?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Fuck yeah. It's the best way to travel.
There's nothing better than playing to an empty crowd.
Playing to people that never heard of me before.
Yeah, that's the best thing about it.
Just like going, even if it's like five people, it's like, oh, these guys never heard of songs. And you're like, maybe you can even get like one of them. You're like, yeah, I loved it. Yeah, so
fuck
you know,
yeah. Like, yeah, that's like, unless you
gave
got
me
through
eye contact.
Yeah.
Mate,
I'm getting hard in the pants.
Straight up.
Straight up.
I'm looking forward to it.
European tour is awesome.
As well.
What's going on label wise? You guys.
I think
how'd you release the record?
We did it did distribution through MGM. So, you know, they helped get it into stores, JB Hi-Fi and all that. But Neil, our
Sean
manager.
Shaker.
Other than that, we keep it pretty independent as possible.
Yeah.
I think you can do that now in Australia in this day and age, and you kind of want to a certain level.
Trying
to keep it independent. Like, look at the Jezebels, they're independent. And
yeah, they're
awesome.
Doing really well.
Yeah.
You did the horn.
And the Arias been nominated as well.
Sick.
Yeah. So, you guys chasing anything? Like,
man, we're just hopefully one day going to live off this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things, like, when I was like 15, it's like, oh my God, sell out the Annandale.
And you've done it.
I've made it. And then it's like you do something, and whenever you do, you get there. And you're doing like that thing, like, fuck it, I want more, man! Yeah, you just want more. I don't know, you're like, this is
good.
Give
me more!
not settling for anything, man.
Yeah.
No, that's sick. I reckon I was at that gig, the Annandale sellout with the Medics.
Mm.
And I remember the owner, Matt Rule. He was out the front turning people away because it was so packed.
Mm.
And I was thinking, holy shit, like, this is just like, that's symbolic of like, you know, your relationship with the Annandale first and foremost, but I guess the respect that you guys have, which is really cool.
Yeah, we're more than fucking happy with all the people that come along their shows.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But fuck yeah, man. That's
all our friends as well, back when we were shit. We used to be really crap, you know, our friends are still coming along to our shows.
Terrible.
And now, like, slowly and surely, like, we're getting more people. Yeah, we're stoked with everyone that comes on. We love you all.
Yeah.
Interestingly,
thank you, guys.
Sorry.
Is it awkward as?
Is even the microphone? He's leading into something random.
That was Dizzy making out with you.
Yeah.
Orally.
I love you guys. Heaps.
It was getting pretty intimate.
Sorry,
it was really intimate.
I was having a moment.
With all of you.
Just picture that the mic was you and Dizzy was making out with you.
Yeah.
Nice.
There he goes again. So interesting that on that gig you let Medics headline. That was pretty cool.
Well, that
what was a choice there. What
they were doing more at that time. I guess
they're a
cool band, and like they were coming from out of state, and they just done like a version and stuff. They were just doing more than us at that point. We just share the love.
Totally.
Yeah, I don't know.
I still reckon we played at a better time though, because I reckon like By the time they came on, there wasn't that many people there. Yeah, when I...
You just tired out the audience for the mix.
Yeah.
That's awesome, guys. Anything else you guys want to add to the interview? Maybe something like some info that...
We got the tour.
Yeah, I know.
I'm
thinking
like,
were the aliens listening?
This is actually broadcast solely to aliens.
I just want to say this.
Wow. That would definitely. And for all the dolphins listening too, that was for you.
We did a thing the other day. We rehearsed this, ready?
No, we didn't rehearse
it. I know, we got a thing ready. Hi, I'm Seamus.
Hi, I'm Dizza.
Hi, I'm Beaker.
And we're from Sticky Fingers.
We should have rehearsed.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're listening to Silence is Violence Radio.
Silence is
checking it out.
Cheer, bro. Yeah.
OneTrickPony.tv Radio.
Cover the tongue, kiss your instruments, the tongue twist up on my liver with my lyrical styler. My tongue will be flinging a funky piler. The lyrical bomb, the picking them off in the mind will like petroleum. Kicking them on the rod and make them sweat like petroleum. A slowly, yeah, it's the rhythm, a lyrical texture. I'm a brother, you can never get next to.
OneTrickPony.tv Radio.
Silence,